Here we are saying, continuing the packet on the Maaseh B'Mitzvah. Usually Mondays we go back to Brachas, but since today is not a regular day, so I figured we'll put this on the Sunday Cheshbon, and then tomorrow, Tuesday, we'll give out the new packet on Brachas. So we were discussing yesterday the Maaseh B'Mitzvah Omer Milo Gemor by Slichas, and then we got to the end of page 11, where the Shulchan Aruch says, the Ramah says, "V'meishneach tziva tokeh miyushav roya she'oso atokeya yizka gamkein al seir abrochas." So the Tokeya should be Tokeya Seder Brachas. Ke Maske B'Mitzvah Omer Milo Gemor. So the person who did the first, who blew shofar the first time, before Musaf, should also blow during Musaf. Same concept of a maskil b'mitzvah, omul mil gemor. But the Taz writes in Sivkan Vav, v'aminig b'har b'kihilos, on page 11, m'chalkum, v'fil p'kiyos shul sedar matzvah. He says, the minig a lot of times is that you don't have the same bal togeya. And he says, sometimes you don't even have the same bal togeya within the Snorim, meaning for Malchus you have sometimes a different Baal Tokeya than for who blows the shofar in Broyers?
There's two people, but the first, they have to use a completely different side of that
here. Yeah. You wrote 30 in the beginning, right?
30 in the beginning, there are 10 during Muslims, and we have to finish 60 yet. We do 30 before Aleinu, and the last 30 you have to have.
So 10 during the Chazaras Hashatz.
That's it.
What did you blow for Malchus?
Hashrat.
And Shofar?
Hashrat and Shofar Karat. Yeah, once.
So it goes quicker.
Yeah, but at the end.
At the end, you make it up. You have to do it, then you have to do another 60.
Another 60 at the end.
And they have one Baal Tokeya for who?
The last 30, they switch.
Who
does it? Well, they switch in days. The 70-30 is switched on the second day. There's, you know, Jake Longfall and
Edelman. Mm-hmm. Okay. Minug b'har b'kihilos l'chalkum. Right, that they. You know how it is. You have different people who need. This one wants a blow. That one wants a blow. So you make everyone happy, and you split it. Just like today at weddings. This is, you know, you give one bracha, the first bracha him, second bracha. That wasn't 50 years ago. They didn't have such a thing. At your wedding,
we did it, but, actually the
I'm sure at your parents' wedding they didn't do it.
No. Well, actually, the Shabbat Brahmas is perfect. The Fossil should say himself, right?
Yeah, in other words,
for
60, 70 years ago they didn't have this. Because today we know so many rabbis come to every wedding. So you got to give this one a bracha, that one a bracha, you know, so you split. In the old days, you didn't split. So, you know, things change, the demographics, you know, change, things change, so you have more kibbutim to give out. So you have to... You know, Rav Shechter said over from the Satma Rebbe once, he says, it's going to come a time where you're going to have to give, you know, he said, burich. You're going to give boo to him and rich to him. Yeah. Okay. Logim, Hakos, yeah. Okay, now, I'll show, let's see something else. On page 12, discusses how over lufnei hateva biyontav shel Rosh Hashanah hasheni maskia. In other words, v'shas halal rishon makris halal. So what does that mean? Ma'ishon hasheni maskia b'shem derov am hadras melech. In other words, so who blows the shofar? The Sheni, the Bal Musaf. And the Rishon is the Bal Shachris. He says the Halal. So the verse says, Maish no Sheni maskia mishum derov am hadras melech. Because there are more people who come into shul by Musaf time. So therefore we want the Kiyah shofar to be right before Musaf, because they'll have more people. So the verse says, Yehochi halal na mi neba b'sheini. So how come you don't say halal by Musaf? You should have the verse amad ras melech. So the verse says, why don't you do halal? So the verse says, Zrizi makdim ul mitzvahs. Because Zvizim Makdim Le Mitzvahs, so it's better to say Halal by Shachris. So the Gemara says, Tiki Anami Neved Berishon, so then we should blow Shofar earlier, because Zvizim Makdim. Shem Zvizim Makdim Le Mitzvahs. So it says, Amar Rav Yochanan, B'shas Gzer Samalchus Shanu. That this was said in the time of Gzer Samalchus, when they didn't want us to blow, to do mitzvahs. So the man says, Rashi, even Gozer Shul Yisku. So there was the Goyim who didn't want us to blow, so they were in ambush, Orvim. They were in ambush for the first 6 hours of the day to see if we were going to blow shofar. Once we didn't, then they left already, and then now we can start to blow. Even Gozer Shul Yisku, Orvim will have Kol Shei Shos, Kate Sfil Shachris, the Kacha, have you ever called the Musaf? But the point being is that, and we'll see the Binyan Shlomo points out, that they didn't have the same person daven Shachris and Mincha. That's why they call Shachris and Musaf. They call them the Rishon and the Sheni. The Rishon and the Sheni. And, hello? Hello? Ocha. So the Rishon. So you see that they didn't have a concept of Maskel B'Mitzvah by Shachris to Musaf. So why not? There was by Slichas we had this idea. So if you say like the Levush, you understand. It all has to do with the Tainus during that. But it's clear what the Binyan Shlomo wants to say is that they had a different Kazim for Shachris and Musaf. That's why they called the Shachris the Rishon and the Sheni. Too difficult. I'll tell you. This is my opinion. It's not so difficult. You know why it's difficult? You know it's difficult? Because we have all the piyutim. That's why it's difficult. But we didn't have piyutim those days. So how, you know, the Shmonesra is not so long. Even the biggest Shmonesra of Musaf, of Rosh Hashanah, it's not so long. You know, once we have all this piyutim and that's what makes it. You know, that's what I would say. you know, somehow the davening became a whole thing. We'll see. Now, there's one more Mishnah Gemara you should take a look at. Two more, and then we'll see the Vinyan Shlomo. So, Gemara in Yuma, on page 13, Chavav and Aleph. Talks about the pious. They took the lots to see who would do which avoda. So pious hashlishi chadoshim l'ktoros bo'ov hipisu. So the third lot was to see. No, in other words, the halacha is that if you already brought the ktoros once, you weren't eligible again, because pious, because the ktoros makes you rich. So therefore, we wanted to give other people opportunity to get rich. So you chadoshim. You never got the Ketoros yet, then you're still eligible. That's why it's brought down in the poskim by Bris Mila. We try to give the Sandik to a different person in the same family. Try not to use the same Sandik twice. Every son you use a different Sandik, because a Sandik is like a Ketoros. In Ketoros you get rich. So the same idea that you should give every person another opportunity to get rich. So a pious hashlish chidoshim l'ktoros bo'ov hipisu, varvi chadoshim im yishonim. But the fourth pious is to bring up the limbs onto the mizbeach, mi'ala ivar min hakevus l'mizbeach. That everyone is included. In other words, if you did it once before, you're still included in this lot. You can still be part of the lottery to get to that, or if you chadoshim or yishonim, you did it before, not. So the Gemara says in the bottom, Harvi Chadoshim Imishonim, Masnis in the Glow Krav Lezer Ben Yaakov, the Snan of Lezer Ben Yaakov Omer, Hamala Evar Mekevitz Humalo, Som the Mizveach. Let's see Rashi. Humalo Gavitz Mech, also Isha Zochabol, Alicho Kevitz, Chozer Malay Lachal, as man was weg. So he mulich was so manich was so gets so so kevis so mate that they should not start all the all the kevis all the all the kevis so we will come say warm some not me etc. So here he had another pious to bring up the mimala. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, that you didn't have that separate pious. It was whoever was Mala or some Lekevish, he would be Mala or some Lemezbeach. So here we're seeing there's a new pious that to see who's going to put it on the mizbeach, even though there was someone else who brought it to the kevish. Mike and Fifu, Gemasav Ravam Hadus Melech, Gemasav Shechina Lavarachara. So one opinion says it's better to have more people involved. So even though you had one person who brought it up to the kevish, you can have another person, the kevish is the ramp, and then another person going from the ramp to the mizbeach, so divide it up. And the other opinion says, no, it doesn't look nice, and the person's bringing it up, and then he's handing it off to someone else. If you're already bringing it up to the ladder, to the ramp, you should bring it on the mizbeach. So we see this concept of splitting up, that splitting up is a good thing, because Rav Ram HaJusmel, you get more people involved. On the other hand, if it's going to look like it's a tircha, then they're not. But you see from this idea, so on one hand, You're saying a maskil b'mitzvah, the Binyan Shlomo is going to talk about this. A maskil b'mitzvah omul emol gemor. But on the other hand, you have the concept of Rovam Hadras Melech. If you can get more people involved, it's a better thing. So we have to see how that plays a role. Okay, so now I'm going to show you the Hezber of the Binyan Shlomo, but before you see the Binyan Shlomo, we have to see one Mishnah in Megillah on page 14. So says the Mishnah, Chavdala Raman Aleph, page 14. So it says the Mishnah, page 14. Hamaftir Benovi, who pores al Hashma, who over al Fnei Ateva, who knows his kapha. There was, it used to be that a person got maftir, that was not considered a big kibbutz. That was considered a lesser kibbutz. Because he's reading from the Navi, everyone else is reading from the Chumash. Says Rashi, Mishirogel haftir b'Navi, tiknu chumash yeporis. So therefore we did things to compensate for him. Because if you're only getting maftir, so then you know what, you can daven shachris, you can duchen, you can do other things that will compensate for you. If he's a Kohen, then he'll play. So the big question is... So the big question about Noses Kapov is that even if you... I mean, well, every Kohen goes to Dukhanim. So what are you saying that he duchens if he got maftir, but all kohanim duchen? So this is a famous pshat from the Bezalel HaKohen of Vilna, the Rashi's Bikurim, who said that in Italy the minute was that they were duchen, only one kohen would say it out loud, and all the other kohanim would just listen along. They would all be on top of the duchen, but only one would actually say it out loud. And everyone else would be Shomer Kohanim. And that's the famous Beis Halevi, that he doesn't like that because he says that you need Kol Ram for Duchanan. Oh, so if you take a look at the Binyan Shlomo now, so he has a discussion about this, what we've been talking about, at page 16. Hamispal Slichas Mispal Kolayom. So he says, what's this idea that if you daven slichas, you daven the whole day? He says, you don't find, why is that? You see where I put the arrow, the second arrow on the right side? Go two lines above that, inyan. The first word is inyan. Well, daven tefila gufa, atu mishim ispal shachris, saris ispal musaf. Do you ever find that if you're the bal shachris, you have to be the bal musaf? Not true. Adarabah, Losha HaMishnah, the Mishnah we just saw, the Musaf is called the Sheni. Musaf Hayam Ispal Achek, Mundusnan HaSheni Maskia. Chaintanan Matainis, Achron Maskir. Akrocha Mishum Dehu Mitzvah Chrisi. So, and then he quotes, first word was Rabbi Mechelem Rina Lehedya Biyuma Davcha Vav Amid Beis Apayis Harvi Mi Mala Eivarim Min HaKevis L'Mizbeach. Right? From Rina Lah, the Lord of Elizabeth and Yaakov, the son of Elizabeth and Yaakov, Mala Eivarim Min HaKevis U Mala Osam L'Mizbeach. Amina and Michael Mifugim, Amina Drabana Savit Roma Hajus Melech, that's the Yaakov Savit, Mokam Shechin Lavokar. If you do the halachas Rabbanan, so we have a concept of Roam Hajus Melech. So that means the Daki should split it up. Hamad Afil B'chad Mitzvah, even in the same mitzvah of taking the Ivarim from the animal that you just shechted, bring it to the ramp, and then from the ramp, it's better to split it up, so you have more people involved in the mitzvah. So even if it's the same mitzvah, it's better to split up to get more people involved. Is that called shalayim? Sheyeh nas al yidei rabim. Lo shayach zeh lamaskel b'mitzvah amulim gemor. So the same thing. It's called shemayim that you split it up. So hilchach, next paragraph. Asher mitzvah yichidah she'enam binyan avod amrina to misha maskel tzarech ligmor. Other mashu she'enam rasha la nichalacher k'mod yisa k'mog mitzvah shenasim z'rabim l'otzi rabim yidei chavosim adrava hilfecha mashu tzarech tavkel chalka. Ve'en yachal maskel omar d'shayich lo. So it would have been more chovat shemayim to split it up. See, if you have one mitzvah like the shechita of the korban, so you want the shechita, you should finish the whole shechita. Of course, once you get the rove, and then you shech more, you finish off the whole thing. But here, it's something that you're doing publicly. Like the shechita, you're not necessarily doing publicly. But here, you're doing it publicly. The tefillah, or the ringing on the mezveach, so fuck it, you should split it up. So what's the idea of not splitting it up? So what's the idea? So therefore, what's the reason for the minhag of that one who has slichas should daven shachris, mincha, etc. So you know what he says? The pshat is, look on page 17. Well, be'emes nira shedivrei akol bohu mishna arucha v'megillah tamavti benavi hu paris al hashma hu uver l'chnei teva hu nosi es kapov perusho demisha rogel haftir hu mekabel al atzmo mitzvah ketana she'eno l'fi kvodo mishum demavti benavi eno l'chashivas. Right? It's not the same chashivas as reading from the Torah. So therefore no one wanted to do maftir. So we had to encourage them, so we had all these bonuses. Appeasement. We gave him appeasement. That's probably says Kapa of Rosh Lithnos to Zashma. He says, he thinks, also Tom, next paragraph. Ba'atzmo, Tiknu Hagaonim, Mispal Slichas. Right, and Misha Makabal Atzmo, Mispal Slichas, Koyom, Vetzibor. His slichas is not a regular tefillah, so it's like a shvacha tefillah. So to be the chaz of the slichas wasn't considered a kavod. Even though today I'd say the first night is definitely a kavod, because that's when, like, the big night. You know, everything else maybe Rosh Hashanah, but during the week it's just that no one really wants to do it. Besides the maybe you give, you know, the Monday or Thursday before Yom Kippur, you have the Yud Gimel Midas Sarachim, and that one is the Chashiv. But after that, the Chashiv is like wanes a little bit. But especially the first night. But he viewed it, the Gaonim, that it wasn't such a... Because they didn't have such a big thing like we have today, like the first night, you know, it's a whole spectacle and a whole thing, and you know, everyone's juiced up, and it's a whole... And the Chazanim were, you know, the Spitz Chazanim were making their debut for the Yom Narayim season, you know, all this stuff. So therefore, it wasn't such a big kibbutz. So therefore, we had to appease the person to agree to say slichas for the omud. That, you know what, you could have a shachris, but that's considered a bigger kibbutz. You could have mincha. Who call to the connected tefillah should take no shake in Esther Gdola. He says, Slichas pales compared to the Udas Rambam tefillah who doraisa. Penis Chagodol kol kach motzkar yod lefnei ha-teva. Vicha nosu lo pizza. Kedei sheyirtu b'nei odom nizakech l'mitzvah zu. He says, "We apashud the mirtza limchol." According to this, if you can be moichel, you say, "Okay, I'll daven slichas, but I don't want to have to daven shachris with them. I'm moichel." So, because the whole thing is done for you, for your appeasement. So, if you know you're moichel. Fize lo shayach rak im ha'ish kibul al atzmo l'spalo b'chol yimei slichas ficha ha'idna. He says it only also applies when it was one person saying the slichas for the whole week. So then he needed a greater incentive. But if every day other person's doing it, you don't need such a great incentive. And then he says, "I'm not seeing a mokar mekoma tor a minute from the Bryce in Yuma." Tani shamisha zocha b'truma sadeshen zocha b'tzidur ha'maracha. The time of word after b'chol avoda hayu mechalkim or avodas of kohanim achayim shum dorov am hadus melach. B'chol avoda b'truma sadeshen. In other words, the person who was the truma sadeshen, he took the ashes from the Mizbeach. So the person who took off the ashes from the Mizbeach, he also got the cover of putting the wood on the Mizbeach. Because why? Truma Sedeshin is an avodah you can do at night. So it's not so kosher. You can do it, you can take the ashes off the Mizbeach on the night. So therefore, you needed an incentive. So he says, slichas is like Truma Sedeshin. This is something you can do at night. So it's not like tefillah. Tefillah is done at the day. So tefillah at night is not so choshev. So therefore, if someone's going to do the tefillah at night, we have to appease him. What about davening ma'ar for the omud? It's also a night. So why don't we say, if you daven ma'ar, we'll give you shachris too. Why not? Feel sorry if it's negative warm door. So he says something that maybe it's connected to the day, so But he says, no, the nearly page 18, he wants to say, the whole there, Shaykh Bizmaneim, Shatay Motzi Lchola Tzibur, Beslichas. Because in the old days, people didn't say Slichas, the Shah said the whole thing out loud, people just listened. Today, the Shliach Tzibur just says the last you know, two sentences. Kulam Omer Veshav, Omer Slichas, Eda Rach, Messiah, Mechach, Yedei Sheyim, Rukol, Shavim, Oshayach, Kol, Yidnu, Lom, Pitzu, Yedei Sheyavu. Because what does he do? He's not doing anything big for us. In the old days, Imamish read the whole thing out loud. So he was doing a big thing. Here, you know, we don't really need the chazan. Because we just keep have the chazan so we know where we're holding. So it's not such a big thing that, oh, we need the chazan, so it's so important that we have to refine it. He doesn't, you know, there's a whole different perspective of the of the chazan's role, you know. You don't want to come.
This is the reason that you don't give the other tefillos to the...
So he's saying that he says he thinks with Mazmanazer, you don't have to give the other tefillos. So we saw Rav Harfner said, because of the reason of the tightness, right? We don't want one of the chazans to have to fast all the different days, so we say you'll not know all the tefillos. But he gave a different reason. He said the whole reason is that we need a chazan. And it's not so easy to get a chazan to slichas. That was the mentality. Because it's such a big keeper. So we got to bribe somebody. But today, if we didn't get a chazan, it's also good. Because we'll just play slichas, 10 of us together, no one will give a chazan. We just need a chazan to know where everyone's holding.
Back in the day, Seymour, they didn't have so many people that could act as a chazan. So, the fact that they're having someone be the chazan for Kol Hayom seems like the biggest fish in the world because they probably, that guy probably did it anyway.
Say again? He was good at what?
He was the only guy that would do it during the week or on a regular day also.
Yeah, but here he's saying that no one necessarily wanted to do it. So we needed someone to bribe someone to do it, and we said, you know, it was, so you could daven tomorrow also. And that was considered a chashivas. Yeah. And then he discusses the thing where we discussed the Yerushalmi that the Vilna Gaon brought about Maskil B'Mitzvah. He says it's really over the Gemara, it's the din of the Kiyas Shabbos. So this is a whole other approach to this whole idea. That if you look at Rav Harfer, so he's saying basically that slichas wasn't considered a chashuv thing, and therefore we needed to bribe someone, and we needed to bribe someone dafke bizman then that the chazan said everything, so the chazan's role was very important. Today, you know, he doesn't consider it as important, even though he would ask other people, they would say, oh, we want a good chazan, we want to be inspired. You know.
Would be like the Hitler Mistakel. I mean, maybe today when you have when the Chazan is less central, maybe that's the reason to keep him out of people. When in the old days when he said everything loud, that was in itself a, you know, keyboard.
Yeah.
Maybe
Hitler Mistakel,
no?
Yeah, I mean, He was saying the old days he was important to us more.
Right.
So we had a bribe. Yeah, but because you see, in the American mentality is the more you say publicly, that's a bigger keyboard. You know, but that wasn't always the mentality. You could say, "Your Machti is such a big keyboard." Why in America it's such a big keyboard? Because you get to say a whole thing out loud. The script is bigger. That's the American mentality. The bigger the script, the bigger you're in the limelight.
Yeah.
So the more. But they were. Right, but that's not. It wasn't the mindset at the time of Chazal. It wasn't so much about the limelight. It was considered what was more chashuv, much kedusha was higher. It's a whole different mindset. And then Rav Harfin is quoting on page 22 from. He says, on the left side, he says, Ika dover nira davla sovereign dval slichas kamken yeshlo l'spal of their tevas tfilas hayom hayishim spal im also a minion shomer imam slichas. But it's the only concept of davening the same. If you got slichas, you daven shachris. That's only if you're davening with the same people. In other words, if you're davening in a different shul for shachris, or even the same shul, but it's not the same people, you said slichas were, he doesn't think that the that does apply.
Does this deal with the idea that Ochrai's achiyu for
Yartzai, or? Well, of course, it won't get a problem. It overrides. But it's only if it's the same people. Remember, the recent master of Divya Yol, Shemaran, Lo, His Father, Lo, Tfil, Zarvis, Lo, Tshishav, Lo, Tfil, Shachris. There was the Sabbath Rebbe, he would daven for Slichas for the Omer, he wouldn't daven Shachris the next morning for the Amr. He wouldn't have in Marv the previous night. So this minhag is not as strong as has its day, you know. As and then the question how to explain what it's based on and all these things. Okay, so that's what I wanted to. Give you a little background. It's an interesting topic, and see what it's based on, and why don't we do it, or do we do it, or don't we do it? And so, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue back in brachos.